Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo. Our team thanks you for downloading the Rich Scioli podcast. Relationships matter to all of us. At Cherry Hill Volvo, we will work to gain your trust, your confidence, and in turn, develop a relationship with you, the Rich Scioli listener.
I want to go to a very important guest. Michelle Crows is from the Living Science Homeschool Study Center, and she's been homeschooling her children for 15 years. Hi, Michelle. Welcome to Talk Radio 1210. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. Thank you.
Terrific. So I have a five-year-old and a three-year-old. I will be homeschooling them today. I'm not a homeschooler. I've never done this before. My kids are obviously in preschool, so there's a little more challenges here. You're an expert in this, so a lot of people are wondering what to do, how to do it. Sometimes they're going to get guidance from the local school district. Other times, not so much. Give us some advice.
My first advice to you is set the tone. Make sure that you're positive about the experience, that you don't go in telling them that, oh, no, we have to do it this way. But instead, you frame it as, guys, we get to try something new. We get to be home, and I get to spend extra time with you. And I'm excited about being with you. And look, we're going to try these new things. As long as you're positive, that sets the tone for success. My second suggestion is to create a routine. Maybe not by the clock that you have to be up at this hour and you have to do this for exactly 30 minutes, but more just a routine of when we get up, we do this first, and then we do that second, and then we take a break. Because that structure is familiar to children, especially if they've been in a school system. They're used to doing one thing after the next after the next. And sometimes just recreating that structure will give them the opportunity to relax and have fun and decide, well, actually, it's pretty good to be home and trying new things.
And then structure is key, right? Because as you talk about structure, I think for kids, that familiarity is very important, right?
Yes, absolutely. But at the same time, this is a great opportunity to bring in some hands-on things, some things that they don't necessarily get to do in school because of the numbers of people. Especially for preschoolers, it's what's going to be challenging is keeping them interested for any length of time. So you're going to have to do activities in small periods of time and rotate them. And you might need to do a little more something structured with your five-year-old while your three-year-old's just playing. But how do you keep your three-year-old playing while your five-year-old's focusing without them interrupting each other? So you might have to come up with a special toy, special activity, special something that the three-year-old gets to do for these next 15 minutes while you read a chapter of a story to the older one, something to keep them interested. It might be setting them on a stool next to the sink with some plastic dishes that they are going to, quote-unquote, wash these dishes and play in the water for 15 minutes. And that might keep them interested while you've got time with your older one.
Oh, I like that idea a lot. Michelle Crows is with me. She's an expert in homeschooling, and she's from the Living Science Homeschool Study Center. She's been homeschooling her own children for 15 years, and I'm really grateful that you're with us today. One of the things that there's been a lot of jokes on social media, as you can imagine. One of the jokes is that there's going to be a whole new generation that learns to carry the one. Because I guess that's different from the way math is taught nowadays, the way we learned math, which is when, you know, you carry the one with the Common Core and stuff. So for a lot of parents, I guess they're going to kind of be making this up as they go along, so to speak. Are you with me, Michelle?
Yes. Okay. Yes. I think that, you know, I guess confidence in your own ability is important when you're teaching your children. And it's not that you may not be able to derive the quadratic equation, but I bet you could find an article online about it. And that's the whole key. You may not be able to be the one exactly teaching every subject, every piece of information, but you know how to provide resources, especially online resources, because they're so available. So you maybe carried the one. They don't necessarily carry the one in the same way now, although I think they should. That's just my two cents.
I agree. I agree.
But you can find resources that will show them through Khan Academy, through other online math programs that will help them.
Let's talk about online for a second. Screen time, you know, you always hear people that scare the hell out of you. They say things like, well, the kid's brain's going to turn to mush if there's too much screen time. What's a good number? How do you set limits? And is it okay for kids to take a break and just watch a cartoon during the day?
Oh, sure. I do. But at the same time, it's not, there's, watch a cartoon. That's the key word. You've been doing math for 30 minutes. Let's say your children are a little older. You've been doing math for 30 minutes. You've already knocked out maybe two subjects, and you need a 10 or 15 minute break. Yes, let them do something. If it's on the screen, great. But it's just a break. It's not, I'm going to spend the next 2 hours playing video games. Make it a small break. And then have them get back to what they're doing. Now, their school may be on the screen, right? A lot of the learning right now through the public school is going to be on the screen. If that's the case, I would say go outside and play basketball for 10 minutes, or go ride your bike for 15 minutes, or go pick weeds for me for 10 minutes, and that will earn you screen time for later. In my house, we earn screen time.
You earned. Oh, I like that. You earned screen time. That's good. Mm-hmm. And you said what? 15 minute intervals. Is that right?
Oh no. Well, you might do a 10 or 15 minute chore that earns you an hour of screen time.
Gotcha. Okay, that's good. Discipline, for example. Now, yesterday I suspended my son for a week from school, and my 5-year-old, so I don't have to worry about him for a week. So that's good. My 3-year-old, I tried transferring to a different school yesterday at my home school. So, what are some good discipline strategies for?
Well, obviously, that's going to be very unique to each child and what they respond to and what's most important to them. I have my oldest, who is now a second-year mechanical engineering student at Georgia Tech, has always been an introvert. And so if I sent her to a room, that was a vacation. That was something she liked. She's like, great, I get to go read my book. But now my youngest is a complete sanguine, and banishment to her was the biggest punishment in the world. So you have to know your children, what feels like punishment to them, and what's important to them, and what will make them realize, oh, this was a serious offense. One of the things that I do is I've always given my kids choices when they are acting in a way that they shouldn't be. And you know that they know they're not supposed to be doing it. It's not out of ignorance. It's a willful disobedience situation. I will tell them, you have a choice. You can continue to do this, and here is your consequence. Or you can do it this way, and you won't have a consequence. And then I use the word, let's rewind. So I like give them an opportunity to play this scenario again. Because then they have the choice. Oh, I know if I do this, I'm not going to, whatever the consequence is, I know that I'm not going to be able to play that video game this afternoon. But if I have a chance now to do it differently, and I can still have that reward. Sometimes phrasing it as a choice and giving a child an out, almost to save face, if you know what I mean, allows them to make the better choice.
That's great advice. Michelle, where can people find you if they would like to get more information from you?
I can provide my email.
Well, you know what? Let's just, we'll have them Google. Should they Google the Living Science Homeschool Study Center? Would that be a good start?
Yes, sure. It's a small homeschool study center where people can take a la carte classes, like science labs, especially for high school. I teach engineering and algebra. But, you know, the homeschool world is so big. A lot of public school people don't realize how many students are actually taught at home in the United States. So there are resources in every state. You know, Living Science is in Georgia. It's not necessarily going to be a great resource for people outside of the state of Georgia. There might be some online content, but it's more about what we do hands-on at the study center. But look for places like that in your hometown. Look for homeschool co-ops that you can reach out to, or other homeschool entities that have online resources or activities.
Excellent advice. Well, thank you so much for making the time today. Michelle Crowes, the Living Science Homeschool Study Center. Really, truly appreciate it, Michelle. Have a great day, and let's all get through this together.
Sounds great. You too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.